So Brian McGorry, seems to me you got a local guy with a lot of money that knows a lot about numbers, lives in Brookline, wants to keep the paper going.
Look, I think this was a pretty good outcome, Marjorie. You know, it's a good outcome relative to what some of the alternatives were, which was, you know, some out-of-town bidders who may or may not have understood the city and what the Globe means to it. What we have is a guy who has laid down deep roots here, who has studied this business for a long time, and who seems very committed to making this work. So, you know, I'll be at the risk of sounding like I'm managing up a little here, which I don't typically do too well. I'm pretty excited about this.
Did you talk to him or meet with him this weekend after the sale was announced in the middle of the night Saturday?
That is an awfully loaded question, Jim. Yes, I have.
And how was that?
Look, I've gotten to know John a little bit over the years. I've always, you know, I've always liked the guy. Not that that matters to anybody, but I think he's a really thoughtful guy, and he is clear-eyed about the problems that are besetting major metropolitan newspapers in the country. He understands that the Globe is part of a larger industry trend. I think he shares a belief that Boston is a prosperous city. It's a sophisticated city. It deserves a very sophisticated newspaper, and he wants to make this work. So we chatted a bit about that, about the role of the Globe in the community, and about his commitment to making this work.
Is there some nervousness in the hierarchy? The story today in your paper by Beth Healy, three groups say they topped Henry's bid for Globe. Three of them said they offered more money. Two of them seem to be accepting their defeat, for lack of a better expression.
It's in the Herald, too,
one,
Chris
my
Cassidy.
Apologies. One appears not to be. Is that a concern, or is the feeling internally that the deal, other than the legal niceties, is a done deal?
I think the sense is that this is pretty much a done deal, and we'll leave the legal stuff to our good friends in New York. And you know, look, there's respect for how this process was conducted. The big question all along, and you guys were asking the question very early on, as were a lot of other people, would the Times simply sell to the highest bidder? And there was nervousness about that. And now the word is out that the Times apparently didn't sell to the highest bidder, if you believe the other people who are speaking to the Globe and to the Herald now. And I think that reflects somewhat well on the Times that they, you know, were able to perhaps go a little bit deeper into the ranks, if that's in fact what they did, and to pick out someone who they thought would be able to close this deal, would come to the table fully funded, and would have an appreciation for the Globe.
You know, we just spoke to a great columnist of your paper, Dan Shaughnessy, and he's quoted in the New York Times in a blog on over the weekend saying, there's an inherent conflict of interest, which no one can do anything about. All we can hope for is that everyone is allowed to do his job professionally. We're able to keep our independence. Obviously, it means within the sports department. What do you say to that, Brian McGorry?
I get the concern. I understand it fully. I appreciate it. It's something that we need to address. But look, at John Henry would be out of his mind nuts, and I don't think he is, if he tries to affect our sports coverage to benefit his baseball team. He would end up he would end up destroying what it is that people really like about the Globe so much, and that is our editorial independence and the fact that people can turn to us for a clear-eyed view of what's going on in the sports arena and politics and everywhere else. If he starts to mess with that, he has started to mess with his own significant investment here. He knows better than that. I have no expectation whatsoever that we will be under any pressure at all to affect our Red Sox coverage, and I don't plan to change it one bit.
And I hope that means no plans. You know, Shaughnessy has been obviously a critic of ownership over there, but it would seem a very small gesture to me, very small, if Henry were to take that anywhere, like personal.
Oh, for God's sakes, I've told Dan this. He's got the safest job in Boston right now. I mean, if
I happen to agree with you.
I'm completely sincere about that. He is the last guy anybody is going to mess with right now, because it would send every bad message, and John Henry does not want to send a message like that. Trust me, guys, it's going to, I know that time will tell. Our Red Sox coverage, our sports coverage is not going to be affected in any way whatsoever by this. And again, I'm not going to be asked to change our coverage. I know that, and I have no plans to.
Hey, Brian, the last thing for me. We know you're on a short leash today. You said you spoke to the soon-to-be new owner. You mentioned Dan as the safest job in town. Do you have the second safest job? Have you been assured? I'm serious. Have you been assured that you are the editor going forward?
The guy with the second safest job in town is Jim Brady because he's such a terrific radio host.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Have you gotten any assurance from Henry at all about your job?
I'm not going to. The least of my concerns is my job. My concern is my newspaper, and that's where my thoughts are right now.
You know, Brian, one last thing for me.
How's that for a million?
That's a great.
That was
a great.
Mouth,
that's a great.
Yeah.
That's a great answer. I maybe should know this, but I don't. What do you know John Henry's politics? I mean, is he a liberal? Is he an Obama guy? Was he a Romney guy?
We reported over the weekend that he has spoken out in 2004 on behalf of John Kerry. He was at an event for Kerry,
yep.
Back after the Red Sox won the World Series. I don't know much about his politics other than that, but I think that's a reasonable indication. I don't think he is, inherently, a particularly political person. At least I haven't seen him out in the political circuit much in the city, and I think that's probably intentional.
Okay.
Hey, Brian, thanks. Good luck. We'll talk to you Wednesday.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks.